Okay, here we go, guys. We are in the first chapter of Ma'aser Sheni, Halacha Dalet. Just to review, it's so hard, I have to make my own little chart to keep track of what's going on. Maybe I'll send it to you guys when I make sense of it. So far we have learned that there is two issues in determining Ma'aser. Specifically, we're talking about Ma'aser Sheni versus Ma'aser Oni here. Ma'aser Sheni is in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Ma'aser Oni is years 3 and 6. When we deal with the five grains, legumes, and leafy vegetables, the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah. Cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah. That decides the new year. If things have grown by five grains and legumes, one-third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, then it's for the past year. If it hasn't gone that much, it goes to the next year. One third, when it grows one third, then it's assured it's going to grow. Like that, it's strong. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. It's going to keep going. So that's fine. Vegetables are different. Vegetables,
because we said leafy was in the...
Whatever. Right, we'll just say vegetables. Now, yirokos, which really are green vegetables. To be more specific, even though the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah, but the cutoff date is determined by the harvest. It was harvested before Rosh Hashanah or was harvested after Rosh Hashanah? Because vegetables, they need, the more it rains, the more it grows better. The other ones, grains and legumes, once you've got the main third is there, it's going to make it through with or without rain. But the vegetables need, the more rain, the better it is, much more so than the others. So therefore, even though Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date, but the harvest time is the important stage of growth. Okay, we then talked about fruits from trees. And fruits from trees is a different Rosh Hashanah. It's the 15th of Shvat. But its stage of growth also needs to only be one-third, because for this, most of the rain by Tu B'Shvat has fallen already. And if it's grown a third, then we know we are fine. Then we talked about a different type of fruit called the Tsalmona carobs, which we said, since people don't usually eat them, it's mostly for animals, so we say it's rabbinic in nature. And for some reason, which I haven't really still figured out, when it's rabbinic, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, is the 15th of Shvat, and even though maybe most of the rain has fallen by the 15th of Shvat, but still, its stage of growth must be harvest. And that is common to that, and vegetables as harvest, because we see vegetables are only also rabbinically obliged. So there seems to be a common denominator. When it's the rabbinic obligation, we delay the time in which going into the year, so it goes by the harvest. That's what we did, and if you want the chart, I can email it to you. It's still in progress. We're now going to number 4. Really, I jumped the gun because Rambam didn't really talk about vegetables yet. So now we're going to have vegetables in Halacha Dalet. Hayerek, so vegetables, bishas lekitoso isuro. We determine its ma'aser at the time of the plucking it out of the ground, the harvest. That is the determinant. Even though Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date. Kate said, let's have an example. Im nilkat, now, biyom Rosh Hashanah, if it was cut off on Rosh Hashanah, which is not likely, but it could be done through a goy, but he's just trying to prove the point, that Rosh Hashanah already is now the next year. That's considered that even on Rosh Hashanah, as a matter of fact, it's already the next year. So let's say shel shlishis, you're just turning into the third year. Rosh Hashanah now becomes the third year, and you cut it off on Rosh Hashanah. Even though it reached one third of its growth, v'nigmar, and really was fully grown, totally, v'shni in the second year, but it was still not cut off. So therefore, mafrishin mimena ma'aser oni. We separate ma'aser oni because that's the third year which is separate.
Can you play games with that and decide how you want it to be based on when you cut it?
Well, I guess so.
I don't know whether you prefer one or the other, but when the year...
Well, I think... Let's put it this way. If you're in year two and you want to keep it, you're going to cut it before Rosh Hashanah. Right, so, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Now, again, when we're talking about this, so obviously, you know, some of these aren't going to be close. Not, you know, a lot of these will not be close.
Yeah,
typical Israeli farmer is planting in October, he's harvesting that stuff by April or whatever. It's a non-issue. Yeah. It's in that year. It would have to be something with, like, say, a second planting, right, a summer crop, which who does a summer crop in Israel? I don't know.
Irrigation.
Well, maybe with irrigation. Yeah, it could be with irrigation. No. Maybe, but I, in the days of Chazal, I just, you know, no. There's no rain. It just doesn't rain from Purim, from Pesach for sure. So what are you going to...
From Purim, it doesn't rain.
Whatever. Okay, either way. But anyway, so that's... So therefore, yeah, if it's pretty much fully grown, and it's a couple days before Rosh Hashanah, and it says year two... Well, then you would want to cut it off before Hashem if you want to, you know, enjoy the benefits of having another 10%. However, let's say now the Nilkat Biravis, let's say it just turned into the fourth year, just the third year just ended, and really you could have cut it already. But if you're, well, wait a few more days, it's Rosh Hashanah,
exactly.
Now I'll cut it, and now it's because the next cycle becomes fourth year is Meiser Sheni, then you get to get it. So that is the difference with vegetables.
So you can do
that. Since it's a rabbinic obligation, even though Rosh Hashanah is the time frame, but we go with the harvest because it needs much more rain. Now, halacha, that wasn't too bad. Halacha, hey, is also not too bad. I'm going to deal now an esrog. Okay? Now, an esrog is going to be a little bit different than a regular fruit from a tree. Why? On the one hand, it's like fruit trees, and its Rosh Hashanah will be the 15th of Shvat. On the other hand, as opposed to regular trees, once it has a substantial rainfall by Shvat, it's okay. It's cruising. It's okay. That's fine. But in esrog, the more it rains, the more it grows. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the Gemara is going to say, we now take an esrog, determining the stage of growth is harvest. If it's harvested before the 15th of Shvat, it's in the prior year. If it's harvested after the 15th year, 15th of Shvat goes into the next year. Even though we're going to say that in Halacha Hey, Halacha Vav will bring out a Chumrah by a Esrogim regarding Shemitah. But let's just focus right now.
Does it matter that we eat it or not?
Esrogim are meant to be eaten. Believe it or not, they plant them to eat them.
But today's day and age...
I don't know if it is.
The majority of esrogs are meant for spiritual purposes.
It doesn't matter. But
esrogs. Mostly picked like a month
now, there's a big debate. I saw, you know, we're going to include other citrus fruits in that category. That's a whole discussion.
So we're saying an esrog is like a vegetable.
Well, no, we're not. It's a fruit. It's absolutely a fruit.
No, but it's treated.
Okay. Well, it hasn't rushed. Okay. Let's do it inside first. Okay. Well, let's do it inside, and then you'll ask the questions. We'll get a second time of hearing. It might be clear. Hey, but that's what you see. There's different rules because different situations. V'chena esrog bilvad, an esrog alone, mishar perslim from all other fruits. Now remember, an esrog is different because it's called a pre-eitz hador. And why is it called a pre-eitz hador? Many reasons. What's one of the reasons? That's what Nogea here. Hador, from the word door, it resides a whole year. It doesn't have one picking time.
Right.
You could have the esrog trees.
Remember when we were in Israel, we saw some esrogs there a long time.
You're picking some now, picking some later after that. And again, the more it rains, the better it is for it, right? It's not just a standard harvesting time for them. Anyway... But they are trees. Harehu, we're going to give it in one respect, halacha kayarek, like a yarek, because the more rain it gets, the better it grows. And therefore, because of that, v'holching achar l'kitaso, we go in terms of what stage of growth is the critical one, the picking. Bein l'maiser, regarding if it's for maiser, bein l'shvis, or for shmita. Okay, well, ketza, so let's have examples. He's going to want both. Meiser and Shemitah, but in Halacha Hey, we're going to focus only on Meiser.
The year clicks over on Tuba.
So, now let's see now what happens. So, Im, now I got to read this carefully now. I have to keep this. It's like, Im Nilkat Bashlishis. Okay, if it is picked in the third year, okay, now what he means by third year, although it's not, means starting from Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's not in the fruit cycle, but we're saying
it defines what year it is, whether it's year one, two, three.
It's the third year, and it's certainly going to be. So anyway, it's the third year, and I do it achar Chamish Asar B'Shvat, and you picked it after the 15th of Shvat, now that becomes the third year for the fruits. In other words, he's saying in the third year for other things, that's how you have to read the Rambam, because otherwise, you say, well, it was the third, why isn't it the fourth now? Okay? So, and he means, so if you pick it in the third year, but it's after Chamish Asar B'Shvat, so it's third year not only in terms of Rosh Hashanah, but it's the third year in terms of Tu B'Shvat and fruits. So it's clearly the third year. Okay. So now what do you give in year three? Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani?
Maaser Ani.
Okay. Mafrishman or Maaser Ani? Give Maaser Ani. Afal pi shenigmar Bashni. Even though it finished in the second year. What does it mean the second year? It means second year going on the fruit cycle, because it got finished, let's say, in Teves. Teves. So that's, if we're looking at it in general from the Rosh Hashanah cycle, it's the third year, but it's just ending the second year from the Tu B'Shvat cycle. So that's
fruit cycle.
The fruit cycle. That's how the wording of the Rambam make, otherwise Rambam wording doesn't make sense over here. So it's like, okay, so it ended up, I picked it in year three after Tu B'Shvat, even though everything mostly grew before it, but we say that Esrogim go by the time you pick it. Okay, that will give you a different example. V'chein im nilkat b'revis. Now let's say you pick it in the fourth year. He means here the fourth year from Rosh Hashanah,
yeah,
which is still the third year of fruit cycle,
yeah,
right? And now kodem chamisha ser b'shvat, and it's before the 15th of Shvat. See, it's what threw me off for quite a while. Since you picked it in the fourth year. Wait a minute. If you thought it meant the fourth year, really, you'd say Meister Shani. I'm looking at it and saying, it must be a typo.
No,
so I'm trying to figure out, what does he mean, fourth year? So he means, yeah, it's the fourth year from the Rosh Hashanah cycle,
right?
And you plucked it in the fourth year of the Rosh Hashanah cycle, which is still the third year of the fruit cycle. Then Lafri Shemenu Meiser, they have to still separate Meiser Ani.
This is what we said yesterday. We postulated this yesterday.
So that's the Meiser Ani. Now let's try one more now. Nilkat Berevis. Now what if it is going in the fourth year from the Rosh Hashanah cycle, but you've now plucked it Achar Chamisha Sar Shvat, after the 15th of Shvat, which is also the fourth year of the fruit cycle, then we go back, Mafrishimenu Maaser Sheni, you separate Maaser Sheni from that.
Okay.
It was a simple halacha, but the numerical wording gave me fits. Okay, now you have a question?
No, I think it was just to say that you treat an esrog like
both
a fruit, like a fruit
in terms of the Rosh Hashanah.
In terms of the Rosh Hashanah, like a vegetable.
In terms of the pragmatic growth, there's what it is and how it grows. So we say grains, legumes, and vegetables, what they are, it's a Rosh Hashanah. And vegetables is two things. Vegetables, the more it grows, it needs more growth, more rain grows, and also it's rabbinic. Okay, and here with the esrog, it's in the fruit category, so it's going to have 15th of Shvat, but it doesn't act like a fruit. As it were, it needs more rain. The more rain, the better it grows. So therefore, the stage of growth changes, so, while the Rosh Hashanah for it does not change.
So Maaser Sheni though is rabbinic for esrog also.
I don't know if that. No.
Didn't we say that it was only with rain?
No. It's fruit. Oil. Fruits are biblical.
All fruits.
Fruits are biblical. Now, and an esrog is a regular fruit, as far as I know. Now, the Salmona carobs, we said, are rabbinic, because they're fed by animals.
Because they're usually fed to animals.
I haven't seen any commentary say it's rabbinic. I don't know. Maybe if you find one, you'll tell me. I'll appreciate it.
Okay.
Doesn't seem it's different. Now, here's the tricky part now. Okay? Only two lines. Vav. V'yafal tishoch en achali kitoso. Even though we've said we go how you pick it by the esrog, but when there's Shemitah issues, although we will go by the picking, but we're also going to go by another factor to be machmir, because after all, it also is a fruit. So I don't know why, but we want to give it a little bit of fruity properties as well regarding Shemitah, because I guess it's such a serious thing, much more than Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. So we're going to be a little strict over here. So let's see if we get this here now. So if it's Bas Shishis, it was growing in the sixth year, okay? Shenichnasa l'shvis. It's going to now cross into the seventh year. It's going into the Shemitah year. So let's see like this. Afilo haisa kazais, even though it was small, like an olive, which is its third, one-third growth. Okay? So it was one-third growth before it entered into the seventh year. And then venasa kakikra, then gets big, like a loaf of bread. I mean, it's like really developed. Okay? And that's after Tu B'Shvat. That happens. Chayeves b'maisros. You're chayev in maisros, and you have to separate maiser ani of the sixth year, even though what happened, though, you picked it in the seventh year. And if you'd pick it in the seventh year, what would we normally say? It's Shemitah. Yeah, it's Hefker. So, therefore, we're, since Shemitah is a serious, so that's what he says we're machmir, I guess, to not make the, what do you call it, it's the poor people lose.
Yeah,
so you don't want them to lose. So we're going to be machmir, and we're going to say that if it grew a third of its status before the Shemitah year, even though it would be for other years, if it was like a year 2 to 3, crossing over 2 to 3, we say we'll treat it like the third year to give it to the Ani. And here's crossing from 6 to 7, so you'd say, oh, 7, it's Shemitah. I mean, you did pluck it when it was a Shemitah year, but it grew one-third before. I would imagine it'd be one-third before Rosh Hashanah, because if it wasn't Shemitah ready, then you're out of the game completely. That's what I'm guessing.
But what does Shemitah consider? Is it from Rosh Hashanah? Is it from the 15th?
It should be from Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah is always from Rosh Hashanah. Yeah,
but that doesn't matter what things. But this, their new year is different.
I don't know if this. I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure. So it could be. Maybe he's saying it. It grew one-third before.
Says an olive size. Would that be a third?
Olive size a third.
That's what we're
saying. He means to say that would be for regular fruits. That would be the enough stage of growth.
That's the third.
That's the third, and it is in and before it entered the seventh year.
Right.
Before it entered the seventh year. Okay, you want to say before it entered Tu B'Shvat year. Either way, what if? If this would be happening normally in a year 3 or 4, you'd back it into, like year 2, you'd push it into 3. And here, let's say, we'll just push it into Shemitah and nothing. So we don't say that. We're machmir, I guess, so the aniyim don't lose. Because really, on one hand, it is like a fruit, and it should be determined by a third. Yeah, but it needs more rain, whatever. So I guess we're machmer. Again, why is this a chumra? You could say it's a chumra the other way and say it goes with Shemitah. And that's what he says. I don't really understand why. But that's the rule he's saying. When you're dealing in a Shemitah year, if you can keep it out of the Shemitah year, you keep it out of the Shemitah year. And I guess if it mamish grew one-third in the Shemitah year, and then it would have to be considered Shemitah. I don't know anything more.
Really lose, or can you just go in the field and take it during Shemitah?
Well, we're saying it's considered a year 6 fruit. That's the Chumrah.
It grew a third in year 6.
It's considered,
right.
Since it did grow a third before the Shemitah year, even though normally we go by the picking, but I guess we machmer to give to the Ani, I guess we want to give the Anim. I guess we have to choose, should we let it be Hefker or just give it to the Anim? I guess he's choosing to give it to the Anim. That's
the
Chumrah.
He is Hefker. He can go pick anything he wants.
So yeah, but then you got to fight it out. The rich people can take it too.
This goes back to what we discussed with Mordechai before. Because the rich people could take it during the Shemitah, right?
Yeah, so this way.
So this way.
That's what I'm imagining. I have very little commentary to help me out over here. So.
Yeah, it says just a little machlok.
Right.
This is all in Rosh Hashanah.
So anyway, so that's all. I got nothing more to do with it.
So what are we saying here? If it's in between Rosh Hashanah and we're saying that it's seventh.
So he's not telling me the dates. He's saying it grew a third in the sixth year.
Shemitah.
So now
I would think it's Shemitah. That's what I thought. It's from Rosh Hashanah.
The world changes at that point.
But everyone has different growths. They have different growths. Okay, we'll have to further look into that. We have to review it. It was a long time ago we did Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. We did it. We'd have to review it.
Yeah, if you're in between, doesn't really count anymore.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Number, Aloha Zayin. We'll have to look it up. We'll have to look it up. Okay. I can't remember from two years ago.
Gemara. That was
Shemitah. Okay, we're moving on to caper berries. Caper berries, which are fruits. Now, caper berries is a very interesting shiloh with them. They have a little bit. Caper berry is a caper bush, whatever. You don't eat the bush part, eat the berry part. Okay, it is a tree. However, the more it rains, the more it grows. On the one hand. On the other hand, it seems that there are certain characteristics of a caper bush that are also similar to a vegetable in other ways. So, for those reasons, we're not sure what the status of a caper berry is. Whoa. Do we treat it like a tree, or do we treat it like a vegetable? Which would mean, like a vegetable, Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date, and the harvest is the stage of growth, while a fruit, the 15th of Shvat, is the cutoff date, and the stage of growth is one-third. Now, one commentary, the one in this Sefer, goes with the primary difference is, do you go by the third or by the harvest? I looked in Rav Kanievsky's Sefer, he's saying, well, since we're not sure, do we go by the 15th of Shvat or by Rosh Hashanah? So I've got two different commentaries explained, but you could apply either one. But in other words, so we're not sure, do we treat it like one or the other? So what are we going to do? We're going to give the stringencies of both. That's the only thing we could do. So, again, the reason for the stringencies will depend if you're learning like the commentary here or look like Rav Kanievsky. But you can see where each one will have a difference, you know, in terms of going into one year when the year is. Let's say it's at a certain stage by Rosh Hashanah, but not by Tu B'Shvat. And if it's a certain stage, by one time it's a third grown as opposed to being plucked. So, therefore, we take the chumras of both, and you could learn it with the two commentaries in two different ways in terms of where the difference lies. But anyway, ha'avionos shel tzalof, berries of a caper bush. No sin aleihem, we give them the chumre, the stringencies of an ilan of a tree. And that means when it grows one-third, that's the cutoff date, 15th of Shvat. The chumre zroim, and the stringencies of the zroim, the vegetables, the seeds, the vegetables, which are done by the picking, and Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date. So let's have an example. Now again, you could learn these lines either way, in terms of picking in a third or Rosh Hashanah. That, you know, it can be learned equally. Shimhaya Mishana Shnia, if it was in the second year, Shenichnasa L'Shlishis, and goes into the third year. Now you have to change some words over here. Vinilkatu, and it is plucked Achar Chamisha Sarbishvat. After the 15th of Shvat.
That's a big change.
Okay. Now, if you're going to learn, so now the question is, it's either going to be from year two to three, either if we go by one way, it's going to be Maaser Sheni. If you do the other way, it's going to be Maaser Ani, right? Because it got plucked after the 15th of Shvat. So on the one hand, you say, well, if you're going to treat it like a tree, it's the plucking. Or it's treated like a vegetable, it's the plucking that determines it. So it was into the next year, right? But if you treat it like a tree, well, it was the third, which was before, right? Or we could say, well, when did it happen? Let's say you only want to say it depends on the harvest. Did you harvest it after Rosh Hashanah, or did you harvest it after Tu B'Shvat? You could see how it will make it a question as to whether you give Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. You understand it. You could spin it a number of different ways to show you where we're not sure. You did it, you plucked it here. Well, you have this time. Now, sometimes it could be where no matter how you do it, it's going to for sure be Maaser Sheni, depending on a certain time, a certain growth. It all grew very fast, for example. But anyway, so you're not sure. So that, and that's what's saying, because it was Nilchata before Chamisha Shvat, to be no Shaila, because it's... You wouldn't have any issues. So therefore, Mafrishin, so what are we going to do? So therefore, we have to treat it, listen to this, we're going to have to treat it like Maaser Sheni and like Maaser Ani. You do both. How do you do both? Very simple. First, you do like this, Mafrishin, Maaser Rishin. First, you separate Maaser Rishin. That goes without saying. V'yachach, then, Mafrish, Maaser, you change the word again, Martin, Maaser Sheni. You take Maaser Sheni. Now, Maaser Sheni means it goes to Jerusalem. Right? Now, what are you going to have to do immediately after that? Upodeo. Now you
redeem it.
Now that you redeem it, even now, we're not sure really if it is Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, because it's a Shiloh. So even if it was Meiser Sheni, even if it was, I've redeemed it now. Right? I've redeemed it. So let's say it really was Meiser Sheni. I redeemed it.
But you have to take that money to Jerusalem.
Now, I'd have to take that money to Jerusalem. Hold on.
And buy stuff.
But I've redeemed the fruits, haven't I?
Yes.
But maybe it's Meiser Ani. So I take the very fruits I just redeemed, and after you redeem them, because these fruits are parv now. They're regular, not holy, not nothing. But they might be Meiser Ani.
They might be.
So no, so they give it to that name.
Wow.
So what do you mean? You lost double.
Yeah.
Normally, if you have Meiser Sheni, you lose 10%. All right? But here, 20%. But here, what happened is you had to give 10% for that. Well, you have to redeem it. You can't say, oh, I'm making Meiser Sheni, and I'll let the poor guy get it. Well, no, the poor guy might not take it to Jerusalem. And why do we have to make him take it to Jerusalem? And Ani doesn't have to take Meiser to Jerusalem. You might have said, wait a minute, that's not fair. Shelly would be asking now. It doesn't seem fair to the grower. Give it to the Ani and tell me he has to take it to Jerusalem. Right, or read, but we say no. We have to go as if it was both.
Yeah.
So I treat it like Meiser Sheni, that it's Meiser Sheni, and I redeem it. And once it's redeemed, now on the side it's Meiser Ani. Well, here you have it. It's Meiser Ani. Now, what do I still have though? I still have the money that I redeemed. That money is holy if it is Meiser Sheni. It might just be a waste if it was Meiser Ani. Was totally a useless thing, and it's regular chumah. But I don't know. So what do I got to do?
The
ochel pijono, you eat the redeemed money, as we already said. You take it to Jerusalem, either eat, drink, or
be married, or
lotion yourself. You treat it like Meiser Sheni. The nimzer comes out. It turned out you effectively did what? Kemisha hifrish Meiser Sheni u Meiser Ani. It's like you separated Meiser Sheni because of the conflict that is there.